Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
It is Today FM, and I am delighted to have one of my favourite Irish artists, Stephanie Rainey, in studio. Steph, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm really good. You're back grafting. You had a little bit of a break for a while, but you are going to be in Whelan's on Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 3rd of November. Still a limited amount of tickets available for that, but I mean limited. So do get on Ticketmaster.ie and check it out. You've done some new stuff. We're going to listen to a new track by you, which is quite different than ?100 Like Me. Kind of a different thought process, and it's nice to see you taking a step in that direction.
Yeah, so the next track I'm bringing out is it's actually a feature track, technically, with a new artist producer called GK, and it's coming out on the 16th of November. We wrote the song together. I don't know if I was ever actually meant to be the vocalist on it, but we just liked how it sounded. It just feels like this really exciting thing, and we got the video back, and that looks really, really cool. It's all very vibey, and I actually really like it, and it's a nice step in that direction for me with no kind of pressure attached to it, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely, and I mean, it's just you showing that your skill set is broader. The last time I saw you live was at the Grand Social in Dublin, along with the lads from Wild Youth, and we were just watching you, and I was saying, God, the arrangement, even the band has grown since, from being the three of you guys to, like, there's like six or seven people on stage now.
Yep.
And it just sounded so intimate in that location, and it was just one of those lovely gigs. And is that something that we can kind of expect from the Whelan's gig?
The gigs definitely weave from kind of big emotional songs, proper singer-songwriter songs, I guess, and like they're quite drum heavy, but then I guess what ends up happening is they do weave from tracks like 100 Like Me to Please Don't Go. And I think that's what creates a kind of a nice vibe. You know, we're in the fortunate position that people know me for different types of tracks. They know me for Please Don't Go, which is just piano, vocals and guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Very slow, very solemn. And then they know tracks like 100 Like Me, which are kind of big, marchy, anthem kind of songs. It's always about, for me, it's about getting up on stage and being as honest as I possibly can. Like, I'll always tell a room full of people what the songs are about. Sometimes people come to the gigs and I've written a song about them, and they don't realise that I've written the song about them until I say it on stage. But I just like the fact that you get to share that, you know, that intimacy with people. And I think they really respect it. I think I saw that an awful lot with Please Don't Go, where I was very honest about what the song was about. Grew from there, where I felt like, let's just be a bit more raw.
That is one thing I will say about your gigs, and it's one thing I really enjoy about the gigs, is the whole storytelling part. Because I know you are quite honest, and that was quite evident as well. Recently you took part in the Now We're Talking campaign, and that was a mental health campaign, along with Hot Press Lines, TMPA, The House, and you formed 100 Like Me there, but you also told some stories about, you know, your own anxiety and how, you know, how you were in Heathrow Airport and you're just kind of like, I can't get in this plane. Like, It's your honesty that really sells that, because the storytelling element of your songs has always been evident. It's just a pity that more artists don't do it.
Obviously, everybody's different. There's songs that, like, that people feel maybe if they went to the place that they were in when they wrote them, they might feel like they'd be judged for it. Mm-hmm. I think it takes a lot of knowing yourself to be honest. And I would put that in the category of the Now We're Talking campaign. Maybe 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to have that conversation, wouldn't be able to write that article.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I don't know, the age that I'm at and just the things I've been through and the people I surround myself with, I feel like I don't have anything to kind of, I don't know, to want to protect in a certain sense of, like, whether I feel like saying this out loud might now certainly, like, might, you know, just, I guess, might put my story out there. You know, there's a fine line with artistry where people, they want to go, I don't want to let anybody know what the song is about. I want people to be able to read into the for themselves. But then I've found that when you say exactly what the song is about or something in the vein of it, people do.
It resonates with them. Yeah,
they do.
It totally connects with it. Yeah.
And there's something really beautiful about that. Now, it doesn't work for all types of music. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know if.
Well, I was at Bluesfest at the weekend, and John Fogerty and Steve Miller were playing, and basically before every song they would tell a story, and I just think it's something that we lose at times in Irish music, that not enough people are doing it, and when you do it, you do it quite beautifully. I mean, you have it down to a fine art, because literally you can say too much as well and not just get on with it, right?
Okay.
But literally you would say a couple of sentences and then go into the song, and I love that. Now, if people want to check you out, they can see it. There's a couple of gigs I want to mention. Obviously the big Whelan's gig this weekend. Not only that, you've got Mike the Pies on the 8th of November, you're in the TF Royal in Castlebar on the 10th, Skylight and Warren Point on the 16th, on the 17th Dolan's Limerick, 18th Spirit Store. Whoa, what a tour! On the 23rd, you're in the Bars in Cork, then a little bit of a break, and then back again on the 1st of December for the brand new Cypress Avenue, and the 6th of December to Galway, my hometown, Roisin Dubh there. And then We are into Christmas season and partying a lot.
Yeah, and snuggling the face off the dog, which, you know, I'm partial to.
You love
We've
that,
bonded
yeah.
over this many times. Yeah. The best part of doing this is playing live.
Can I just add this as well? Because I've seen you do this a few times, and I just think that people need to know this, is that some of these gigs are going to be intimate acoustic gigs. they're the ones that I really relate to, and I think that your music really translates well into. So definitely check those ones out. They're important.
Yeah, thank you.
Just to let you know, if you want to check out StephanieRainey.com, this is a brand new track along with GK. Here it is on Today FM.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.